Russian forces try to take more Ukrainian territory. I'm Joe Chiaro, Fox News. Russia is on a major military push to try to seize most of Ukraine's southern coastline. President Biden is asking Congress for help in getting $33 billion in additional aid to Ukraine. Kansas Republican Senator Roger Marshall, who was recently in Ukraine, believes the price tag is a bit high.
We've already done more than anybody else has done. Everyone else put together, we've done more. We've done some $13 billion. We have 100,000 American troops right now on the front line just outside of the Ukraine as well. About 40,000 European Union, NATO types of troops. So we need the European Union to be leading this as well. We don't want this to be Russia versus America.
Marshall says Congress was told about $20 billion of the proposed package is for military aid, but congressional leaders still need more details. Funeral services today for the Texas National Guardsman who died while trying to save two migrants in the Rio Grande River.
The Rio Grande River between Eagle Pass, Texas, and Piedras Negras, Mexico. This has been the site where thousands of migrants have illegally crossed into the U.S. across that river in numbers we've never seen before. In 2019, Border Patrol was averaging about 1,600 encounters a day at the southwest border. Today, it's 7,800, and if Title 42 ends, it's estimated that number could be 18,000 a day.
Fox's Brian Yenis in Eagle Pass, Texas. Crews in Kansas continue to assess storm damage from a tornado that ripped through an area near Wichita last night, damaging or destroying homes and buildings. Several people were injured and thousands left without power. One woman in Sedgwick County suffered serious injuries. And country music singer Naomi Judd has died. The mother of Wynonna and Ashley Judd was 76. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
An ISIS member convicted of killing four Americans is sentenced to life in prison. Fox's Jackie Abanez reports.
Alexander Coty, a British national, was part of an ISIS cell dubbed the Beatles because of their accents. He pleaded guilty to several charges, including hostage taking, resulting in death. Family members of James Foley, Stephen Sotloff, Peter Kasich, and Kayla Mueller read victim statements during the sentencing in Alexandria, Virginia.
The DOJ says Coty participated in hostage operations involving British, Italian, Danish, and German nationals. The commander of the Navy's submarine training school in San Diego has been fired after less than a year on the job. Fox's Jill Nato reports.
After an investigation, Commander Jared Severson was relieved of command of the submarine training facility at Naval Base Point Loma in Southern California. Not many details available, but the Navy did announce that Severson was leaving because of a, quote, loss of trust and confidence in his ability to command. He's being replaced by Lieutenant Commander Chris Lindahl, who'll assume the top job at the school, which gives basic through advanced training on naval subs. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The Ellen Show is wrapped for good.
Ellen DeGeneres took to Twitter to announce that she filmed her final episode. She offered up a personal reflection about how the show evolved and the impact it had.
I know that my time here on this earth, I've helped change people's lives. And that's more than this, you know.
She wrote, when we started the show in 2003, the iPhone didn't exist. Social media didn't exist. Gay marriage wasn't legal. We watch the world change, sometimes for the better, sometimes not. Ellen won 12 Daytime Emmys during its run. However, it recently came under scrutiny after numerous toxic workplace allegations. Michelle Bruno, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Shiro, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.